Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Tonight, showers likely mainly after 3 a.m., cloudy with a low around 47. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. And on Wednesday, showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., high near 64, breezy with an east wind 11 to 17 miles an hour, gusting to 29 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. And in the news, at their state convention in Middleton over the weekend, Wisconsin Republicans refused to endorse any of the four candidates for governor at their convention for the first time, a symbolic rejection of the political apparatus that has been blamed by its own members for failing to deliver statewide victories in recent years. 45% of votes cast by about 1,500 delegates voted to abandon the long-established election year exercise used to signal to voters which candidates are competitive. The delegates chose between endorsing former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish for governor and not endorsing anyone. Ultimately, no one prevailed, even after former Republican Governor Scott Walker made an appeal in support of Clefish, reminding them he was launched into a string of victories by an endorsement by the party. That, according to a report from the Wisconsin State Journal, Clefish received 55% of delegates' votes, far more of the vote share than any other candidate, but it was just shy of the 60% threshold required under party rules to receive a party endorsement, which provides party resources to a candidate through the rest of the primary and general election. Clefish said she did not expect the lack of an endorsement to hurt her fundraising. Primary opponents Tim Michaels is funding his campaign using his vast wealth, and Kevin Nicholson is benefiting from spending by a group funded by Uline President Dick Uline. Again, that according to a report used with permission from the Wisconsin State Journal. And also this story, one of the 10 Republicans who attempted to cast electoral college ballots for Donald Trump, even though he lost Wisconsin, said Monday he is running to become chairman of the State Elections Commission, where he currently serves as a member. Robert Spindle has been an outspoken member of the bipartisan commission and a supporter of the investigation into the 2020 election being led by former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. Information for this story came in part from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.